This Sunday in Parnell Park in Donnycarney in Dublin, the Cremorne ladies will go looking for an All-Ireland Junior Club Championship final win, a title win against Muckalee of Kilkenny. They beat Cavan Gaels by a goal in the semi-final, all the way up to Cavan, 321 kilometres from Cremorne GAA grounds. But it mattered little as the Kerry and Munster champions beat the Ulster Kingpins on their own patch and now have Sunday's game to look forward to. With me on the line, there's huge numbers of people travelling to Dublin for this as well, of course. With me on the line is Gerard Burke, who trained the team over the last couple of years up until this year, has three daughters on the team as well. Gerard, good morning to you and thanks for taking the time to talk to me at what I'd imagine is a very busy time for everybody.
It sure is, Jerry. It is a fantastic time for everybody, to be honest. It's given the community a great buzz. You know, the flags are flying, the bunting is out, the signs are up, and you can't go to a shop or travel anywhere, and people are coming over asking about the game and wishing the girls the best of luck. And, you know, we're really looking forward to it now at this stage.
Yeah, every club involved in you know, either Munster or once you go out, they all talk about the journey involved. This is a journey for the team to win a title, but you really have been on an incredible journey, all the way to Cavan to play the Ulster champions.
Yeah, all the way to Cavan, and even like to get out of Kerry is probably the hardest, honestly.
Yeah,
definitely the Kerry Junior A Championship is one of the hardest ever to get out of or to win, and that was a massive thing for our club. But then to travel down to Dunmanway there to Father Donnelly's, and that day that really united the players. They went full time and then went to extra time, and then it went to the penalties, the free kicks. And my God, the girls really pulled it out that day. And it really brought them up to a different level. And they had a fantastic Munster final. And anybody that was at the game that day, the skill level shown by the girls on that day, the way they executed the catching, you know, their long kick game, they were absolutely outstanding. But to travel up to Cavan, my God, it was unbelievable. There was about 100 supporters up there from Cremorne, and there could have been 400 or 500 from Cavan. But you, from the minute the game started, you wouldn't hear nothing but the Cremorne support. It really was an experience to behold. But we're delighted, and the girls deserve it. They're an absolutely fabulous bunch of players, and you know, 80% of them are under 23, and there's 4 or 5 old girls there on the panel, and they're like mothers to them. They look after them. But it's definitely past the winter for us. You know, Christmas is in the door.
It definitely has.
We're not thinking about it.
No, not yet. I mean, not until Sunday. And look, there's been a lot of experience, and I know Anna Ray O'Donnell was talking about this as well, about the experience of being in with Kerry that has brought that level to Cremorne, and they've kept it going. It's been a long year, but I know they don't feel it because they've had this level of success, and it's Sunday's one more day.
It is one more day, and the thing about these girls, they absolutely love the game. They're unbelievable dedication, and the amount of times these girls outside of training, they're in the field, they're texting each other, they're over, they're practicing, they're kicking. They just absolutely love the game. And you know, today, next Sunday, at the minute, a lot of them are stuck on exams and things, so they're not really thinking about it, and they're lucky in a way maybe that they're not overthinking it at the minute.
But
I guarantee you Sunday they will be focused, and they will give it everything, and please God things will go their way. We've had a fantastic year with them. They're a super bunch, and we couldn't be more proud of them. And you know, we got great support on behalf of the committee. We can't thank people enough, the amount of support we've got, and even financial support from all sectors. We
from
didn't
sponsors.
Have to ask from sponsors.
Yeah.
People were so generous because, you know, we had to go up to Cavan and stay the night. And again, this weekend, they have to head up tomorrow and stay the night, and buses and whatnot. But we've been very, 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 very lucky. And the amount of people that have supported us, we can't thank them enough, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. What's it like finally, you're having three daughters involved, Nisha, Orla and Emer?
Look, As a parent, you couldn't be happier or more proud of him, you know. But you dream about days like this, and you know, but you enjoy the good days, and down through the years, there's been many a tough day, but we take the good with the bad. But this has been fabulous this year, and they deserve everything they get, 100%.
Yeah. And the best of luck to them. And the best of luck to everybody else. And your good luck on Sunday. It'll be live on Radio Kerry and plenty of coverage over the weekend as well, starting with coverage tomorrow on the Saturday Sports Show. Your good luck with it, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks a million, Jerry. Take care.